This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You can't find any reputable person who believes the Democrats' impeachment farce. Not that they believe it's going to work anyway. Thanks for being here, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to. Glad you're with me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Democrats will keep pushing the impeachment thing until Durham and Barr drop the bomb. And the bomb is coming. I know there are people that are concerned about it, but they will. And here's the reason why they are going to push this narrative, even though they're going to back themselves into a cliff, and then Trump's going to say, you got no choice, you got to jump. Because that's all the Democrats have. I dare any Democrat to call this show 844-551-8255 and tell me what strategy you're going to use against Donald Trump. You're going to use the Mueller strategy of Russian collusion. You're going to use obstruction. You're going to use Ukraine. When this is done, if impeachment is, because I'm asking, tell me what it is. Joe Biden actually had the nerve to say this. Joe Biden said, there is no great Trump economy. And they said, well, how do you know? He goes, I haven't looked at the numbers, but I can tell you there's no great Trump economy. See, that is the quintessential ideology, if you will, of a Democrat. I don't have any answers, but I'm happy to give you an opinion. See, if I do that, I would tell you, I'd say, look, I know nothing about it, but I'll give you my opinion about it. Joe Biden acts like he's an expert. I'm an expert on the economy, though I don't know anything about it, but here it is. That's what Democrats do. They're an expert on guns, but they've never shot guns, right? They're an expert on Ukraine, but they have they can't even tell where it is on the map. But they're experts. They're an expert on racism, but they live in the ivory tower and are the biggest racists on the planet anyway. I could go on. They're experts in everything, but they know nothing. That is the definition of a Democrat. You must be stupid. You must be ignorant. You must not have brain cells to rub together if you profess to be a Democrat. Because you can't look at that party and go, I want to be that. Now, for you Republicans out there gloating, shaking your heads, going, I remind you, I'm a Republican based on 1865, freeing of the slaves. Other than that, I don't care whether you got a D or an R or an I after your name. Some Republicans, luckily for us, the man in charge, the head Negro in charge, Donald Trump, is a Republican that I can believe in, because you certainly couldn't believe in Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney or John Boehner or pre-Trump Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell or most of the others, Kevin McCarthy. These Republicans have decided to take on an entirely different being because of Donald Trump. You can be proud today to be a Republican, to be a Trumpian, or some people call them Trumplicans. Whatever you want to call yourselves, you can be proud today to be that under Donald Trump, because you cannot be proud to be that pre-Donald Trump. There's nothing to be proud of with the Republican Party. A party of capitulation, let Barack Obama walk all over them, not confronting any of the tough issues of the day like Donald Trump. Donald Trump confronts illegal immigration. He confronts Mexico's affront to the United States, that they do nothing to stop this illegal scourge that is absolutely destroying our country. For the most part, these people did nothing to push back against the Second Amendment, the egregious attack on the Second Amendment. They've done nothing to push back on the First Amendment attack in our colleges and universities. They've done nothing to push back on the criminal justice reform and how it's being abused in sanctuary cities and things like this. They've done nothing to push back on how college and universities are curtailing the rights of students that pay good money and go there to be reindoctrinated and told how to be and how to act. I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching the movie Hidden Figures again. about Vaughn and Washington and Johnson, these three black women who revolutionized the ideas of how people thought about blacks at NASA. These very intelligent black women who led the way. Hollywood loves to make these movies. Maybe it's because they want to pay back for these blaxploitation films like Shaft and Superfly and all that back in the 60s and Cleopatra Jones and all that nonsense. But it's fun. They love to do that. But here's what's really interesting. The rest of liberalism hasn't caught up. While Hollywood is making movies like, you know, Remember the Titans and, you know, the best swimming team and the best chess, black chess player and the best this or that, and trying to exalt black in America and talk about how these people overcame, in academia they're telling black kids, you used to be a slave, man, and you was poor, and you need to just give up, poor black child. Hey, leftism, why don't you catch up with a little bit of Hollywood? At least in that respect, they're getting it right. So, Democrats, boy, they got nothing. I want to hear from a Democrat. KJRadio.com, send me your mail. I'll read it. I'll just read it as it. I won't even embellish it and make you look stupid, which you really are. I won't make you look stupid because I'll just say, I got this email from a self-professed Democrat, and my audience will know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't have to make you look stupid because they'll know exactly who you are. Yeah, one of my friends, her name is Tiffany Fitzhenry, she tweeted this. What if our government was filled with criminals? What if celebrities did horrifying things to get where they are? What if Epstein wasn't the exception but the rule? What if we were all about to find out? How would they be acting? Make sense now? This is not a drill. Well, I would say to Miss Tiffany Fitzhenry, you are exactly right. You are very astute, and you can reach her at Tiff Fitz Henry. If you want to, I think it's Tiff, yeah, _ Fitz Henry. If you want to, very profound young lady, but she's right. I asked this question of Democrats in a different way. I asked them, I said, what if everything you believe was wrong, and everything that you believe was wrong is right? What if Trump is not a racist? What if Trump really didn't do Russian collusion or obstruction? And on and on. What if Trump really is smarter than Barack Obama? And then ask yourself the other side of these questions. What if Barack Obama's dumber than you think? What if the Democrats are as corrupt as I say they are? Things you don't believe. You should be asking yourself this. This is what smart people do. I ask myself this of Donald Trump. What if he is corrupt? I should investigate if he is corrupt. And I know what I found out. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
From MS-13, these gangs are the worst people. These people, these are not human beings. You know, I said that once before, and this crazy Nancy Pelosi said, how dare you say they're not human? You ever see these people? And they slice people up with a knife because it's more painful than using a gun. And then I have to defend myself when I say they're animals. But you know what? I never changed. I didn't say, oh, I'd like to apologize. I'd like to apologize, Crazy Nancy. And you got to look at her district in San Francisco. She's spending all her time on this crap or this impeachment stuff. Take a look at what's happening to the great city once of San Francisco. It's thousands and thousands of tents and drugs and needles and everything you can imagine floating in the streets in the best neighborhoods. Nancy Pelosi, go home and fix your district, Nancy. Go home and fix your district.
Go home, Nancy Pelosi, to your third world crap hole city that used to be a jewel. It used to be a jewel. I will tell you, this is just my personal thing. You listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. Welcome back, everybody. I used to love to go to San Francisco. One of my best buddies is there. He's a total lefty. I went to military school with him. He's dead. Rest in peace, Mikey. He's like a brother to me. Anyway, I'd go there because we had a standing bet between the Cowboys and the 49ers when I used to watch football. But the loser had to come. The winner, in order to get your jacket, we better a leather jacket. In order to get your jacket, you had to fly to the city of your buddy, and he would take you out and you'd buy your jacket. Now, the reason for that was it made us sure we had to see each other, and then you got your jacket. And it was cool. So I used to love going. And other than one night we bought our jackets, went to a bar, came out, my video camera and my regular camera, this is before your phone was all that, were stolen. And my jacket was underneath a tarp, so they didn't take my jacket, but they took all my other stuff and busted out my buddy's windshield. So it was a terrible night. But anyway, the point is this, outside of that, it was so fun to go because it was such a vibrant city. And I mean, I just, even though it was full of lefties and crazy stuff, I enjoyed going. I remember one time I went, we were having a rep gathering, and that's where they had it. So a bunch of guys were like, hey, where are we going to go? So we went and looked online and said, okay, we'll go to this club. Had a great time, man, just dancing till 2 in the morning. We woke up, had meetings in the morning. We were dead to the world. Anyway, came to breakfast, and some guys were like, what you guys do, man? We're like, man, we had a blast. Like, where'd y'all go? Oh, we went to this club called Blankety Blank, and we told them. So they went the next night. And when we had breakfast the next morning, they go, ha, 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 really funny. And we're like, funny what? They go, it's really funny. Sent us to this club, and it was a gay bar. And I'm like, it was not a gay bar. They go, dude, it was a gay bar. I go, it was not. So then somebody who lived in the city said, no, it's not a gay bar. They go, y'all went on heterosexual night when it was thumping. Like, we went on Wednesday night, and gay night was Thursday night. And the other guys went that night. So, hey, shame on them. Should have come with us since the night before, because we invited them. Ha! But the point is, love San Francisco. Love, you know, the craziness of the weather, the all the things to do, Ghirardelli Square, all of it. Love it. Love the wharf area. The food is outstanding. Now, when people say, where are we going to do something? San Francisco hardly ever comes up. Am I the only one? Am I the only one that noticed this? It hardly ever comes up. Third world crap hole. And what are these Democrats focused on? Let me tell you about these other third world crap holes. They're called cities in America, big cities, run by Democrats. Elijah Cummings in Baltimore and others. Third world crap holes. And you know what they're concerned about? Impeaching a dude who is changing the trajectory of the American economy for the better. Kevin Jackson's you listening to KJRadio.com. All these clowns, congressional black circus clowns, we got to get rid of Donald Trump. You want to know why? Let me tell you why black folks, these congressional black circus clowns, want to get rid of Donald Trump. Because he's doing too well for black people. Do I need to repeat it? They don't like Trump because he's doing too well for black people. You want to know the problem? Oh, I'm gonna lay it out for you. You better call somebody. You better let them know Kevin about to preach. Can I hear the? I heard the Lord. Yes. Preach on, brother. Black Democrats hate it that this white man has improved the plight of black folks. Let's just call them what they are, African Americans, because that's what they like to use, right? They hate that Donald Trump has done every single thing that they wanted baby black Jesus to do, and he didn't do it. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's a PhD, a tenured professor at DePaul, and she says to me, well, Kevin, Barack Obama was not able to do stuff because, remember, Republicans, and I went, girlfriend, stop it. You better stop yourself right now, girl. I said, because you just slapped Barack Obama in the face. You gave Donald Trump a campaign commercial. Because what you just said is, Barack, baby black Jesus Obama, did not have the juice, the leadership, in order to get something done for black people, and it took a white man to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give me a handkerchief. Give me a handkerchief. Thank you. Now we're going to pass the collection plate. Yeah. He couldn't do it. But Donald Trump did. black folks on the left hate that Donald Trump has made success something that black people think about, something they think is achievable. He gave them hope and change, and they can't handle it. They're mad about it, in fact. Oh, they won't admit it to you publicly, but I got a friend. He is a white man, a wealthy white man who lived in St. Louis. Still has a residence there, but he sold all his businesses there. And let me tell you why. Over a period of 20 years, this man did more for blacks in St. Louis than all the aldermen and the mayors combined. This man did all kinds of things for blacks. He moved economic development onto the north side. He did all kinds of stuff. He was a developer, a builder. He gave in areas where blacks were like, you know, what's, how'd that happen? And he was well known in the black community as a giver. He was on all kinds of committees and stuff like that. In fact, he was on the Olympic committee to bring the Olympics to the United States. Well known. He adopted 8 black kids. And somewhere along the line, do you know what? One of those black aldermen said he's a racist. Accused him of something he wasn't. And do you know people bought it, kicked him off the Olympic committee, ostracized him to the point where he sold all of his real estate holdings in St. Louis. And he couldn't figure out why. And he goes to his buddy, his friend, a man he's known for 2 decades. And he says, why would you do this to me? You know everything I've done in the black community. What you did is wrong. And you know it. And you know what the guy told him? He says, man, you were too effective. You were too effective in the black community, man. He said, you know, we had to crack some eggs, and you just happen to be one. We got to break a few eggs, you know, in order to make an omelet. He says, sorry for you. And that's how that ended.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is continuing to hear from witnesses in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. David Holmes is a State Department official, and Fiona Hill is a former National Security Council official.
Do you think it's appropriate for political parties to run operatives in foreign countries to dig up dirt on their opponents?
No.
Dr. Hill, do you think it's appropriate for political parties to pay operatives to dig up dirt on their opponents?
I do not.
House Intelligence Committee ranking member Republican Devin Nunes of California doing the questioning. The Senate passed a short-term measure to fund the government, buying Washington another 4 weeks before the threat of another partial government shutdown. The bill is expected to head to the president's desk and be signed before the midnight deadline. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieve their symptoms, and it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer. Or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm a proud Latina, I'm a proud, come from a proud family of immigrants, and I'm an even prouder Democrat. And my question here today is based off a comment that you said earlier. You said that the merits of the Three-Fifths Compromise is up for debate. So who are you, or who is anyone, to debate the merit of one's humanity? How can you deny the legacy the Three-Fifths Compromise has had and that slavery has had on the extent of racism in the United States?
Right here in the first row, I think she got up. There's my wife, Debbie. She's from Venezuela. Her mom is Mexican-American. I'm married to a Latina. She's a first-generation immigrant. I'm a first-generation immigrant. So we're all coming to America and trying to make sense of all this. Now, quite honestly, I think you would have to admit that I have done nothing in this talk today to either minimize or downplay. Far from downplaying racism, I've stressed it. I'm simply pointing the finger of blame where it belongs, and you're trying to hide it. See, the difference is, because you are a Democrat, you are willing to overlook the crimes of the Democratic Party. But let me tell you this. The Democratic Party is, in fact, the party of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and the Ku Klux Klan and lynching and all the horrors of American history, including complicity with fascism, the internment of the Japanese Americans in World War II, the reigniting of the Klan in the late teens and 20s. All of this was done by Democrats, and they were opposed all along the way by Republicans. So the problem is that today, if you're a Democrat, you're a committed Democrat, you like the welfare state, you like Obamacare, or you're a progressive historian, you are in the awkward position of having to confess to a whole series of crimes that your team did. Crimes, by the way, that the Democratic Party has never admitted, never apologized for, never paid one penny of restitution for. So this is a very ugly position to be in. And the only way to do it is to lie through your teeth. Hide the actions of the Democratic Party. Blame everybody else. America did it. The white man did it. The Southerners did it. Everybody except the guys who actually did it.
I love that clip, and I love it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it really tells you. That's Dinesh D'Souza, by the way. And Dinesh is a very good thinker, and he's a historian and a very learned individual. And it's tough. I mean, I don't think you can stump him, to be honest with you. Not in that type of an environment. And he was spot on. I'm a Latina, and I'm a proud Democrat. That's why I always chuckle at people that, yeah, I'm a Democrat. I was golfing with a guy the other day, and he's like, well, I'm on the other side of the issue. I went, oh, you're a Democrat? I go, and it's funny that you say it with pride. I go, you're the party of slavery and lynching. That's what you proudly are a member of. Now, Dinesh goes on to tell him all the history of it, and I'm not rehashing it. There's a lot of stuff to talk about today. The stupidity of impeachment. I could go into Planned Parenthood and them donating $45 million, saying they're going to run $45 million for people that are for killing babies, for genocide. Now, they won't tell you it's genocide for blacks because that would be putting a little Band-Aid on their history. They don't want to tell you that. They won't tell you the origins of Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger. The Negro experience, you know, the Negro Project and all that. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. But anyway, Dinesh destroys this chick. He says, and all you have is lies. You lie through your teeth. What are you dealing with today? Russian collusion, Russian collusion and obstruction. Big, fat lie. What's his face? Schiff had declared with his mouth, I have proof of Donald Trump's Russian collusion and all this stuff. They spend millions and millions of your dollars. None of them are complicit for it. It's just money, right? They get nothing out of it. None of them are held responsible. Nobody followed up with Schiff in the media and said, wait, where's this information you had that was supposed to convict, convict Trump? Nobody follows up. He's just moved on. Ukraine. We got Biden admitting to what they say Trump did. Trump releases a transcript with witnesses. And they say, nope, we're still going to transfer all this guilt from Donald Trump from Biden to Trump. The same way Democrats have tried to transfer slavery, lack of the Jim Crow laws, lack of civil rights, all that stuff to Republicans and make you believe it. As Dinesh D'Souza said, you're lying through your teeth. And he schooled this girl. But here's what I want you to be aware of. She asked him about the three-fifths compromise and how do you rationalize blah, blah, blah. And he didn't even answer the question. He just said, here's who you represent. That's brilliant. Now, I've talked about the three-fifths compromise. I'm going to talk about it again for the idiot Democrats and other people that don't understand that the South considered black people worthless. They considered us chattel, worth zero. We could be traded, we could be raped, beaten, murdered, it didn't matter. We had no political clout or power. They wanted us to have a vote of one when they were doing the census count. And the reason the South wanted this is because if they got all that power by saying we got 150,000 slaves or whatever the number was, and they counted that number in apportionment, the South would get more representatives. So what the North said is, oh, heck no. You're not going to treat people as, we don't want you to count them at all. You consider them cattle. We would no more let you count black people as we'd let you count goats and sheep. Because we don't believe in what you're doing. Now, Democrats have twisted this to say, Republicans didn't want black people to be counted. Yeah, for their own doggone good. Now, I get it. Democrats can't think beyond their noses, and so black people, being the most stupid among them, they go, yeah, y'all didn't want to count us as anything. And they don't get that if you didn't count you as anything, they were counting you as everything. Because what they were saying is, until you treat them like human beings, you're not going to get to count them. And then guess what we did? We fought a freaking war over it. Where over 360,000, I don't have the number, but you can look it up. 360,000 white boys went and fought for the very thing we're talking about. And black people, hey, but what about that three-fifths compromise? That three-fifths compromise? Idiots. I can't. Anyway, Dinesh D'Souza didn't even have to go into that. And thankfully he didn't. He just said, I'm ignoring this stupid question. Anything that the South was trying to do for black folks, you can bet was not to benefit black people. And nothing's changed for the Democrats. They lie through their freaking teeth. And as he said, they blame everybody else. Well, let's see who black Democrat Kamala Harris is going to blame, because she has gone the same direction as Beto. Beto O'Rourke, fake Mexican O'Rourke, is out of the picture. Why? Because he had no campaign to begin with. And the president mocked him, flailing his arms all around. President mocked Beto. I've been mocking Beto since the beginning. And let me tell you something, Democrats. Thank yourselves for being smart enough not to pick a grifter. A dude who has done nothing in the political circles that warrants being a representative in the state of Texas, running for senator, or certainly running for president. You should be ashamed of yourselves for considering such a clown for the role as commander-in-chief. Oh, he tried. He got desperate. Joe Biden's getting just as desperate. Oh, Donald Trump, he is guilty of the very thing that I did. He's definitely guilty. But don't look at me. And don't look at my crackhead son and the deals that I got for him and all the other things that it would be easy to connect the dots on and see that everything my son did, I was there to put the secret sauce on it. Bing, 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 bing. I know it would take so much investigative power to go. It's funny how everywhere Hunter Biden went, Joe Biden ended up lobbying or talking to somebody or had meetings with or whatever after the fact. And you know what Biden says? I didn't even know that my son was on that board. I didn't know. I didn't know. Well, you know what, Joe? If you didn't know, you're more stupid than people thought you are. And that's tough to be. Kamala Harris, I mentioned her. She is restructuring her campaign. I love that there are people who have no name recognition who didn't spend $70, $80 million to run a Senate campaign like Beto the fake Mexican O'Rourke. I love it that Kamala Harris, who put Joe Biden on Front Street, is going to lead the race before Sleepy Creepy Joe, and then it won't be long that he's gone. I love that Elizabeth Warren is actually believing that she's in the driver's seat. I love that LGBT, I'm gay and I'm proud and I'm too stupid to run my own city, Buttigieg is making a comeback. Which, by the way, I told you guys, I said it could be Buttigieg who runs. He's, Hillary Clinton's running mate? He's that guy, Light. Whatever that guy, I forget his name. Because it's so memorable, right? I can see his face because he always looked like he had a strained look on his face, like he had to use the bathroom. Like, anyway, that's who Buttigieg reminds me of. Hillary's VP choice. So Democrats are starting to drop, starting to show they don't have the staying power. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. If I were a Democrat looking at this crop of candidates, I would be embarrassed. I would be sad for our party. And most people are starting to recognize this. I saw a tweet where I think it was Ivanka Trump. She tweeted, "Boy, Democrats sure don't have a lot of faith in their party. They keep looking for somebody else."
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, I love this next story. I love it, love it, love it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're always looking for panacea, you know, a pill you can take to cure all, right? We're always looking for something like that. 844-551-8255, KJRadio.com if you want to reach out to us. The silver bullet, the thing that will make it all better. Democrats need something like that. Anyway, there is a pill they are developing. I'll get to the Democrats in a second. There's a pill that they say may be able to erase bad memories. Here's what it says. The 60 souls that signed on for Dr. Alain Brunet's memory manipulation study were united by something they would rather not remember. The trauma of betrayal. Bum, 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 bum. A trauma of betrayal. For some, it was infidelity. And for others, a brutal, unanticipated abandonment. It was like, I'm leaving you. Goodbye, the McGill University Associate Professor of Psychiatry says. In cold clinical terms, his patients were suffering from an adjustment disorder due to the termination, not of their choosing, of a romantic relationship. The goal of Brunet and other researchers is to help people like this, the scorned, the betrayed, the traumatized, lose their total recall, to deliberately forget. Sorry for all the embellishment, but I felt like a thespian. Yes. Over 4 to 6 sessions, volunteers read aloud from a typed script they had composed themselves, a first-person account of their breakup, with as many emotional details as possible, while under the influence of propranolol, the common and inexpensive blood pressure pill. The idea was to purposely reactivate the memory and bring the experience and stinging emotions it aroused to life again. How do you feel about that, they were asked. How do you feel right now? And most importantly, has your memory changed since last week? The appeal that will make you forget a trauma. And I thought to myself, that's exactly what Democrats want to do. They want you dumb and happy. Forget that trauma. Because here's why. If you offered me that pill, I would tell you, keep your pill. The things that made me strong in life came from trauma. I don't want your pill. I want to know the feeling of a breakup. I want to know the feeling of not getting something I wanted, losing, right? I want to know these things. What the left doesn't understand is that there is a yin and yang of life. Not yin. Not just yang. A yin and a yang. There's a show that I'm watching. It's called Pennyworth. And this guy meets Lucifer, meets the devil. And he says to him, the devil is love. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, the devil is love. And the guy doesn't believe the devil exists. And he goes, there is no such thing as the devil. And he says, I'll introduce you to him. Takes him down into a dungeon, puts on a film. And it's a film of, you know, some debauchery or whatever. And it causes the guy to lose it. And he goes to just beating the crap out of the assistant of this guy. I'm not going to elaborate, but just understand that the idea of the scene is that the devil is inside of you. You don't think he exists. You've been raised to be cordial, to be accommodating, to be such a nice person. I mean, I see him in church all the time, the greeters, you know, good morning, how are you? You know, hey, good to see you. And I understand we all got that good person in us. Most of us, you don't get to see the devil very much. But he's in you, and trust me, somebody's seeing him. And if somebody's not seeing him, doesn't mean he's not in you, and it doesn't mean that he's not manifesting himself, because you are not Jesus. No, you ain't Jesus. You're doing your dirty, you're doing stuff. It may not be bad, but it's the devil working inside of you. And we're going to go get all church lady on you, but it's Satan. So, you know, what the guy discovered is that I don't believe in evil or whatever. And the guy goes, I can show you evil in yourself that you don't think exists. And I say this to everybody. People, I'm a pacifist. I go, shut up, pacifist. I can do something to you to make you lose your doggone pacifist religion. Don't talk to me like that. I'm not stupid. So anyway, why would you want to erase bad memories? I get it. You know, I was sexually assaulted. Or I was lied to by a person I really trusted or whatever. Yeah, it's something, I hate to put it this way, but God wanted you to experience that so you would grow in some kind of way. And it was preparation for something you needed later in life. What you're doing, folks, if you take that pill, is you're disrupting the lesson. But see, leftists want to work on that. They want people, you voted for Donald Trump and you're upset about it. I don't want to be upset about it. I want to take a pill. Take a pill. Okay. I don't know that Donald Trump won? What is it going to do to you? I'm just curious. What does the left expect is going to happen to a person if they forget that Donald Trump was elected? Or they are told that Barack Obama's still president? Because next thing you're going to get, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get memory manipulation. Kind of like total recall. What do you want to be? Do you want to be a spy on the planet Mars? Okay, we'll build that dream for you. Virtual reality where you can be and do whatever you want. They got these virtual reality rooms where people, I'm going to say mostly leftists because I wouldn't play this stupid game, but people go online and they pick up they have a mistress or, you know, a virtual mistress. And let me tell you, it's broken up relationships because a mistress in any form isn't demanding. I mean, certainly in the virtual world where you can just pop up in the middle of the night and go, I'm going to see you hang out with my mistress. In the virtual world, how can a woman compete with that? The only woman that can compete with that is a sex robot. In a sex robot, you won't even need a virtual mistress because you'll be happy with your sex robot. Well, not more happy than if you find yourself a good conservative woman. But if you have a liberal woman, trust me, you're going to be looking. At some point, your search string is going to say sex robot. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So the investigators, they say, hypothesize that 4 to 6 sessions of memory reactivation under propranolol would be sufficient to dramatically blunt the memories associated with what they call an attachment injury. So, using me as an example, I can see these guys saying, Kevin, you were traumatized. I keep wanting to say traumatized. Traumatized. You know, you were traumatized by the death of your mother. I was traumatized by the death of my mother. I didn't realize this. I was freaking 5 years. I was going to be 5 in a month. A month and some days. I was still 4. Closer to 5 than 4. Of course I was traumatized. I lost my mother. But I didn't realize, I didn't know what it was. So they're saying, we'll give you a pill. Let's go back to that moment where you lost your mother and we'll give you a pill. Then I end up coming out sucking my thumb and in fetal position. Where my mommy? No. You ain't tricking me, leftist. I know what you're trying to do. Yeah, they want to, it's like a pill lobotomy. And I want you to understand where these people, these 60 warriors that are going to take this pill, let me tell you where they're going to end up. They're going to end up in court drooling, you know, and going, well, I didn't realize what this pill was going to do to me. I didn't realize that this pill was going to make me stupid. What did you think it was going to do? What side effects? And look, I don't know, they say this thing was for what? High blood pressure or something else? And they find this stuff out because they give a pill to somebody for something, you know, like schizophrenia, and they go, ooh, it worked on his libido. So they go, okay, great. Well, if this pill that was for migraines is giving men erections, well, we could repackage it. Yeah, well, then they give you all the side effects. You know, might grow hair out of your eyeballs. I did not realize that after the fact. It was bad enough they were giving it to whoever they were giving it to. I mean, these drugs are very specific about what they want to do. They've gotten to the point where they can tap in and say, this is what this is for. If it's got a side effect, I don't think I would be selling the side effect. Yeah, but Kev, it worked on 73% of men. But what did it do to the other 27%? That's a pretty big number. If Donald Trump got 27% of the black vote, you wouldn't be saying that. Crazy stuff out there, boy. Attachment injury. Decrease the strength of memory because you decrease the strength of pain.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.